I don't know. Is he on his way?
So, this is Henry Gonzalez.
Henry, how are you?
Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
He should be on his way.
We're going to be done.
The Agriculture Committee will come to order. And we have a quorum, so will the secretary please call the roll?
Senators Galjani.
Here.
Galjani here. Wilk.
Here.
Wilk here.
It's a good start, though.
Barry Hill. Dodd. Pan.
Here.
Pan here.
Okay, we have two items before us today. Since Senator Cannella is here, let's go ahead and take up his bill, Senate Bill 1459, dealing with cannabis cultivation and county agricultural commissioners and their reporting.
Right, great. Thank you. Good morning. It's good to see all of you. SB 1459 provides explicit authorization for county agricultural commissioners to include cannabis cultivation within their crop reports submitted to the Department of Food and Agriculture. While current state law does not prohibit this action, this bill provides a level of insurance for counties that are considering doing so but have been reluctant without statutory authorization. Cannabis is growing as an agricultural product in many counties throughout the state, including Monterey County within my district. Highlighting the significance of the crop and other related production data into crop reports will help counties normalize cannabis as an agricultural product and encourage unlicensed growers to legitimize and become permitted tax-paying businesses. The data collected will also help counties in understanding the effects that agricultural cannabis cultivation is having on their economies, environment, and communities. This bill is sponsored by the County of Monterey and is supported by the rural county representatives who submitted a letter late last week. I thank the committee in working with my staff and sponsors on improving this bill and would like to accept the amendment noted in the analysis that the information shall be included as an addendum by the ag commissioners to their crop reports submitted to CDFA. Unfortunately, former Assemblymember Luis Alejo was going to be here to testify. He's not here. I know I hit a lot of traffic on the way up, so my apologies for that. I know he'll be disappointed. But we do have Henry Gonzalez, who's the county's agricultural commissioner, to testify in support. So.
Welcome and thank you. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Chairwoman, members of the committee. My name is Henry Gonzalez, and I serve as Agricultural Commissioner for the County of Monterey. Previously, I served as Ag Commissioner in the County of Ventura. The state statute says that each county will have a Department of Agriculture, and another statute says that the Department of Agriculture is under the control of the Agricultural Commissioner. One of our many mandates is to compile and transmit a report on an annual basis to the Secretary of the California Department of Food and Agriculture on the acreage, production, value, and the condition of agricultural products within our respective counties. SB 1459 provides that cannabis may also now be included with all of the other commodities. Additionally, the bill says that it is up to the discretion of the agricultural commissioner, which I think is very important in that, because not every ag commissioner is on board, and there's mixed feelings out there. So I think that optional portion of it is very, very important to help us deal with the discrepancies in opinion. So crop reports are compiled to showcase the production of agriculture within each county and to provide statistical data that helps many people decide what they're going to do, either bankers, farmers, ranchers, regulators, many different people use this data, teachers use this data for various aspects of their own personal work. In Monterey County, agriculture is the largest economic driver. We are up about $4.3 billion, and we're the number four ag producing county in the state and perennially. So SB 1459 will allow us to more comfortably add cannabis to our reports, and then if it's added as an addendum, that would make us even more comfortable, because there are some issues with providing that information, because eventually not only did they go to the California Department of Food and Ag, but also to the USDA Statistical branch. Monterey County sees that we will be one of the top cannabis-producing counties in the state, probably right around 5 here very soon. And we believe strongly that allowing us to include cannabis in our crop report is the place it should be, like all the other agricultural commodities. And so we encourage you to support this. We ask for your support for 1459.
Thank you. Other witnesses in support?
Association, want to echo what the Ag Commissioner says. In our association, we have a number of counties that have gone ahead and embraced cannabis cultivation. For those counties to have the ability to put this in their crop report is going to be very, very helpful, particularly as we look at the regulatory role counties have in the licensing scheme. So we very much appreciate this bill. We very much appreciate the author and the sponsors taking some amendments per our suggestion last week, and we encourage the committee to move the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. We had suggested that the author take an amendment to make it clear that an addendum would be added to the report in which cannabis would be added to the addendum. Are you willing to take that amendment?
Yes.
Great. Great. Do we have any questions or comments from members?
Move the bill.
Witnesses in opposition.
Witnesses in opposition? Okay, we have a motion on the bill. Will the secretary please call
just
the
in
roll.
Closing, just brief, if I may. Again, Assembly Supervisor Alejo now worked very hard on this bill, and I'm sad that he's not here to testify. I know this is important to him, but I do want to give him some credit as well for bringing this bill forward. So with that, respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you.
SB 1459, the motion is due pass as amended and we refer to appropriations. Senators Galjani.
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Berryhill. Dodd. Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye. Should we put it on call?
Okay, we'll put that on call for Senator Dodd. Thank you very much.
And we can do the consent calendar.
Okay, and at this time, we'll go ahead and do the consent calendar. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Do we have a motion?
I'll move the consent calendar.
On the consent calendar, Senators Galjani.
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Berryhill. Dodd, Pan,
aye.
Pan, aye. On call.
Okay, that bill is on call.
And that's all we have.
That's all we have. We're going to take one.
Oh, the picture. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. How could I almost forget the picture? How do you want to do this?
Put the binder up so we can stand behind it.
And you should sit next to her.
take a recess. We will reconvene the Agriculture Committee, and we will add on to the consent calendar. Will the secretary please call the roll?
On the consent calendar, Senators Berryhill, Dodd.
Aye.
Dodd, aye.
Okay. That item is out. The second item, Senate Bill 1459 by Senator Cannella, dealing with cannabis cultivation and county ag commissioners reporting. Will the secretary please call the roll?
SB 1459, the motion is due pass as amended and we refer to appropriations. Senators Berryhill, Dodd.
Aye.
Dodd, aye. It's out.
That bill is out, and that concludes the business of our committee today. Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome.